The country was, in many respects, politically fragmented, divided among warring princes, competing for power, but mostly keeping their authority local. Economically backwards, certainly compared to Western Europe. In fact, most of the production, most of the economy in 16th century Russia was raw materials, and indeed furs was one of their greatest products, not a modern economy in any sense. And culturally, Russia was really in many ways quite distant from Western European lands and Western European levels. And there's a number of reasons for this still considerable backwardness in 16th century Russia. Partly, of course, the problem is climate. Despite the comment that I read before about all the diversity of soils, on the whole, this was a country mostly in its European parts, not to mention Siberia, of cold, long winters, for which most people found survival, not creating a new and advanced economy, to be the greatest priority. Waterways were frozen for a good part of the year, making trade very difficult. And of course, in its early years, in the 16th century, it had no access to the sea yet. Growing seasons were quite short, and the soil in many areas was quite poor until the country expanded further to the south, especially. But another reason for backwardness was, of course, long centuries of conquest, in particular, rule under the force of what was called the Golden Horde, the Mongol rulers, sometimes called the Tatars, who ruled Russia from the 13th century, when they conquered it in the middle of the 13th century, through much of the 15th century until they finally could be defeated. They had no interest in developing a modern economy. Their main interest was collecting tribute. This also held Russia back in many ways. Cultural backwardness is more complicated to explain. Partly, this had to do with, of course, the very distance from Western European centers, but that's not enough alone. It could have built its own civilization. China and other countries did. Part of the problem was the constant moving populations that I've mentioned, including many of whom invaded. Cities in these conditions often arose rather slowly and sometimes fell to conquest, even when they began, like Kiev did, to build up a sort of impressive civilization of their own. Another factor, though, that has to be mentioned is somewhat more controversial. On the one hand, it's important to note that Russia, at least after the 10th century, became a Christian country, became Christian when its Varangian, its Viking ruler, Prince Vladimir, forced the nation to convert, something we'll talk more about later, and hence was connected to Western civilization by being a part of the Christian world. But Russia, and again for reasons we'll talk about more later, chose Eastern Orthodoxy, Eastern Christianity, not Roman Catholicism. And as a result, it's been argued, including by Russians themselves, that Russia was isolated from Western European culture, in particular from the Renaissance and the Reformation, by being part of a religious tradition that didn't experience any of these movements. Whatever the reasons, a good indication of how backward Russia looked to the world during what was already the dawn of the modern age in Western Europe, the late 16th century, can be heard in a rather telling evaluation of Russia made by the English ambassador reporting back to Queen Elizabeth I. His evaluation was rather terse and, needless to say, harsh. As he put it, "The country is too cold and the people beastly be." This backwardness persisted for centuries, a fact, in fact, that persistently worried Russians themselves. And part of the causes of this continued backwardness were same as before: harshness of geography, harshness of weather, a heritage of long subjugation to the Mongols that meant Russia was starting at a different level. But there were also new problems, especially as this Muscovite state, based in the city of Moscow, grew in power, a state that was able to end Mongol rule and the political fragmentation of the past. Unlike Western European countries, one of the things that happened as the Muscovite state grew is that a strong aristocracy, the sort of aristocracy that in Western Europe could limit the absolute willfulness of monarchs, could provide various forms of initiative,